Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Hold on to your hats, gents. It turns out that the Do Not Track feature on your browser stops absolutely nobody from tracking your browser data.
Damn it!
Yeah, no kidding.
But I said no!
Damn it!
My favorite one is when I'll see... There are always of the older friends that I have on Facebook... That post that'll come around at least once a year, like, this is my declaration to Facebook that I do not give permission for them to copy and use any of my photos or post. Like,
you're on Facebook.
That does nothing.
That's right. You're on Facebook.
Okay. If you have a relative, though, I'd say probably 60, but at least maybe 55 and over. They post it once a year.
They do.
Really? It is a thing.
It is.
But
guys, come on. Look, if you're that old, you're old enough to know that what you're saying means nothing. You've been around the block.
And I don't know if people make money off of these social media pages, but there's so many where I will see those same people, they will share the content.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, share if you love your country, if you believe in God, whatever it is, if you're against this, like... You understand that they don't actually care about what it is that you're sharing.
Right.
They just want you to so that they get the clicks.
You share it, exactly. Right.
Even that post that says, you know, I'd copy and paste this to let them know that you don't give them permission. Like, I feel like they're still making out somehow with that.
You are you're screaming at the girl behind the counter. It's like, right, but I can't help you.
Right.
I hear you.
You're right. You don't give them permission. They're going to use it if
they're
going to
use it because they're on Facebook.
Right.
You can get off of Facebook. If it bugs you that much, that's what I would do.
And also, why do you think that your photos are so damn compelling that somebody's gonna be like, I'm taking that?
Okay, that's the first thing, all right? You're not that freaking interesting.
No!
But no one has the heart to tell you. Facebook doesn't want to use your free. You're ugly. Your grandkids are ugly.
Right.
Nothing you post is original or interesting. You're not interesting enough. Good God, man.
Where are they going to find other photos of your legs on a beach?
No kidding.
Right.
Where are they
going to
find your grumpy-ass face
legs.
With shades on and a backwards hat?
Really? Right. You were at Niagara Falls and took a picture?
Right.
Where can they possibly find that?
But I count myself, but how many middle-aged dudes could just post horrible selfies?
No kidding. And it's always the same caption. Having a great time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, right. But I'm not going to smile.
Right, they look like a bust on Mount Rushmore. Having a great time. You fooled me.
Looks it.
Great time with the family.
You know that's sarcastic.
Right. And every photo they've got that same face. It's like, what happened to cheese? You know what I mean?
You know, that's why all the old photos that we see, everyone looks miserable all the time. And granted, times are different. You're like, not everyone could possibly be that unhappy. Well, it turns out when they originally started, you know, photographs broke big and you do photographs of the family, you were told to say prunes instead of cheese. Because they considered you silly or like you're a fool if you smile.
Right.
And that's why everyone looks so freaking miserable in every picture.
Also, know this.
In the day.
They took 8 pictures from the same place and picked that one. That was the best one.
That's the guy.
That's the one.
The first supermoon of the year is out tonight.
Supermoon.
Supermoon.
Now, what does that mean exactly?
It's huge.
Look up at the sky.
It's going to look big.
That thing's
it's
been
a
big
bird.
For
it's
days.
A plane.
No, wait, it's a moon.
It's the moon.
I was at that game on Saturday in the middle of the day. I go, it's here.
Yeah.
So he's like, what? I go, the moon's up.
The lady and I were out walking the dog last night, and we both looked at it like,
today is the super moon.
Tonight is the super moon.
So it'll be bigger than it was yesterday.
I was going to go out and get a beer tonight. Nah, I don't think I am.
Well, my plane got in late, so you could really see that thing.
Sure.
I mean, it was like it lit up the inside of the cabin.
Yeah.
If you opened up the blinds.
God.
Yes.
Nice. Well, and we're fortunate here in the middle of October where we can actually still see this dog.
Trust me,
I was it lit up Rainier. I mean, it really was. It was bright.
The moon's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy, y'all.
There's a Newsweek article of a woman that found her mother's teenage ID and came to the emotional realization that her mom went through a lot as well at the age that she's at. She didn't just have it all figured out and just crush it.
Just because she saw her ID? Woman?
That's basically what it is. She saw her ID, saw her teenage ID, and kind of put years into perspective where it's like she realized how young her mother had her, all that she was going through, having lived through that stage of her life as well. So now she puts into perspective everything that she was going through at that age and laying a baby on top of it.
I mean, that's fine, and that is great, and I'm sure that's wholesome, but, like, I would get it if your kid's 14.
Right.
You're like, yeah, right, there's a lot going on you don't know about. But you're saying this is an adult. Yeah. Going, wow, mom.
Yeah.
You went through crap, too? Like, yeah, adulthood's adulthood.
The way that story comes off, though, is just like, mom was ugly, too. Must have sucked for her.
Damn.
Like, found her old ID, and I knew she had a rough childhood.
No wonder she was like that. No wonder she was a single mom.
Right? It's like, Jesus, man.
She's in everybody's phone as the bike.
Whole town knew her. Didn't like her, though.
It's kind of like a scooter. Fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you doing it.
Mike's just describing Alaska.
All right, put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is an E word that it means to make someone feel confused or foolish in front of other people.
Embarrassed.
Ted, you nailed it.
Let's go.
Embarrassed is the word of the day.
That's pretty simple.
Ted's back on top.
I'm not sure I would have got it, but it's a simple word.
Right.
Technically, they're ones I've never heard of before.
Embarrass.
What, are you trying to embarrass me? Is it got it right?
No, I'm saying that half the time he gives,
one.
He gives the word out. I've never even heard of it before.
Yeah, right.
That one I've heard of.
So it's a crapshoot. A new study found that when it comes to highly polarized situations, open communication is the best way to get through to people.
I think what I can tell these days, you're just supposed to say, you're an idiot.
Right.
But at the top of your lungs.
Yeah.
Correct. And absolutely take their points completely wrong, skew it in the way that fits your narrative, and shut them down.
Or very snootily go, wow, that does appear to be a real article. I have not read that. So I saw it happen at first this weekend.
Oh, no kidding.
Somebody went, what's that source from? And they went,
this one?
Yeah, Washington Post. All right, I don't know about that. They said, all right, how about the Baltimore Sun? It's okay. I haven't read that.
There you go.
Sorry, why are you yelling about it?
You think the mayor of Baltimore is just waking up fact, quoting statistics, just that willy-nilly?
Right, just throwing it out there. Here you go.
We can check this.
That's the whole thing. Like, I don't care if you have the beliefs that you do. Just have multiple sources that are reputable.
That is all.
That's all
reputable.
And let's stay sources. On the topic.
Yes. God, don't change the goalpost when I prove you wrong. Well, what about this? We're not talking about that. We're talking about this.
Right.
According to an
we could have won that game, but we didn't.
But you didn't. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, on this side of things, according to a new study, which has not been peer-reviewed, human DNA may be undergoing transformation thanks to aliens.
Thanks to aliens.
Yeah.
You know why it's not peer-reviewed? They said, dude, come on.
Right.
We have a job to do.
Right.
No, this is not.
Let's get through this stack of actual good stuff to get through.
Right.
And somebody said, hey, one night, an alien's going to make sweet love to you.
Right.
But you will have eternal, like, good blood work and this and that because you got alien blood.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
doing it.
I think I'm with you.
I'm a railroad man.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. He's having sex with you.
Whatever.
I must have been sleeping with an alien. The alien's sleeping with you.
Right. You know,
he's got heavy palms and it's resting on your forehead.
You're the couch, not
well,
the
what
alien.
What if they do it differently than you would expect?
Oh.
That's, well, there's only one way I think.
How many hands do you have?
I can do it, and it is different.
Wait a minute, why are you taking your shirt off? Oh, no.
And these six other ones will watch.
Pull up a chair.
That's like called German.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Woman was kicked off of a flight to Malta because she didn't have something, Miles.
What does she not have?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. And as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Nathan Remington of Yorkshire, England. Yes, indeed. He very recently had to go to the emergency room of the hospital. He had severe abdominal pain, sweating, high blood pressure, and cold sweats. Now, initially, the medical staff suspected the man was suffering from food poisoning, but further tests revealed something unusual in his digestive tract, which ended up causing diverticulitis. So now he has a permanent case of that. So what did he do to get himself in the hospital suffering all this pain? This is the dumbest thing I've heard. He ordered 6.6 pounds of Haribo jelly beans from Amazon.
Okay.
And he ate them in 3 days and nothing else.
6 pounds of jelly beans.
6 pounds of jelly beans, sent his ass to the hospital, and as they say, further tests revealed unusually high levels of gelatin in his digestive tract. Yeah, honestly.
Huh. See, typically, when I think of that, I think about like nuts getting stuck in your...
That's what I always thought.
That get into crevices. Not that you're just backed up with jelly.
But I feel like if you ate 6 pounds of anything over 3 days, you're not going to feel great.
Well, you're not going to feel great.
But the problem with this was, to your point, Miles, you know, usually it's nuts. It's the gelatin, because it's almost like form-fitting.
Oh, so it fills in the cracks.
It just filled in all of his nooks and crannies.
Yeah. All right.
From gummy bears. Jesus, man. This is a grown-ass man. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.